This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, by 2030, 2 billion people are expected to rely on so-called assistive technology aids in their daily lives to eat, see, hear, and even get dressed, according to UN patent experts at WIPO, the World Intellectual Property Organization. It will also be possible to flag when anyone suffering from severe depression or other degenerative brain conditions might need help from a relative or carer, as Irene Kitsara from WIPO tells UN News' Daniel Johnson.
So assistive technologies covers a very wide range of products, which may be from assistive clothing, which will help them dress and undress to go to their work or go to their school, up to products which will help them communicate with others or participate in every aspect of life, do sports, just to name a few. So we have devices such as walking aids, wheelchairs, hearing aids. We have devices which help them communicate when they have speech impairments. So the advantage of assistive technology is to help them, to support them despite these functional limitations, to do what everyone else considers their daily routine.
And WIPO, which is the World Intellectual Property Organization, the UN patent expert office, if you like, you look at all of the patents that come in every year and you've seen that there's been this double-digit growth in the sector. So you know that change is coming, but is it coming soon?
So we have a lot of technologies which thankfully will become more available soon thanks to general interest of consumer electronic goods. So some of these technologies have crossover or spillover effect on consumer electronic goods. So because of this more increased interest, we expect that kind of technologies and that kind of products to become more readily available. We're talking about products that refer to gaming industry. So the gamers, a great motivation for brain-computer interfaces that would help us control our mobile phones or our computers, make it sooner to the market. Similarly, we have all kinds of consumer electronic goods that are linked to our smart homes or smart cities. And so, for instance, visually impaired person can do their shopping in a mall and get a navigation, benefiting from advancements, sensors and general enabling technologies. So advancements in that, thanks to smart assistants and navigation aids, can have a particular benefit for persons who cannot see or they cannot move. And they can, thanks to this general interest, they can make it sooner to the market.
And what's been the sort of breakthrough? Is it having a mobile phone, a smartphone?
Absolutely. I think the broader availability of smartphones can assist availability of smartphone apps, which are very easy to access, more inexpensive. And in some cases, they replace some specialized assistive material that would be otherwise required or hardware. We have a lot of these speech input technologies that replace a lot of specialized and expensive materials. And also the advancements we have had recently in areas like artificial intelligence, we have better sensors. All these very recent advancements, which revolutionized a number of areas, can benefit the area of assistive technology and as a result, all of us. So we can find more applications and we can find increasingly software-based applications, which are also more inexpensive and as a result can reach out to more audience.
So you're saying that things might become, these devices might become cheaper and more accessible? I mean, assuming that you have a mobile phone in the first place.
Yes, this is the expectation also of other UN agencies, including the World Health Organization. So they expect that we will have what they call a market shaping. That means that there will be more potential end customers who can benefit from this kind of applications. And as a result, this will drop the prices.
And how many people are you expecting to be able to use them? I think it's what, 1 billion people now benefit from assistive technologies. How many by, say, 2030?
So the expectations of the World Health Organization is that this number will double. And these are people who need to access just the assistive technology, people with functional limitations. We should add to that all these potential users, everyone else who can benefit from that. So, for instance, people who would otherwise, let's say, not use a hearing aid because they are not yet there, but who could benefit from other products which could help them if they're not hearing that well.
So people with hearing difficulties, there's good news for them. How should they go about embracing technology to improve their hearing, for example, or to improve their sight?
A lot of these applications, a lot of assistive technology has been a little bit stigmatized. And this is the reason why a lot of users do not necessarily adopt these ads because of aesthetic reasons or because they think they may be stigmatized. So the advantage of this kind of technologies being used by everyone is that you can have your headset, you can have your augmented reality or virtual reality device, and nobody will be able to tell why you're using it. Is it because you can hear or see well, or is it because you are just enhancing what you're doing or doing it in a different way? So I think this is a very good news for everyone, because that will lead us towards destigmatizing the use of assistive technology and making it democratizing actually the access of and the use of these devices.
Let's just run through quickly some of the inventions. I mean, it's fascinating. You've got smart mirrors, you've got feeder robots. There was also another invention where it monitored the state of mind of those with depression to perhaps flag a warning sign when they may be feeling very blue.
Yes. So this is health and emotion monitoring in general. We may have seen this in applications like wearables of general application for fitness or for sports, but this has a particular importance for elderly people or people who suffer from cognitive decline or cognitive functional limitations, because thanks to these devices which monitor if, say, somebody has been not feeling very well, and a smart mirror is just an application of that. A smart refrigerator can also track if people are eating or not, which may be also a sign of depression. A smart bathroom can also check if everyone is following their hygiene, or they can track with face recognition whether how they are feeling. So the caregivers can feel more secure that they're leaving their loved ones in a safe environment. If there is a deviation, if the system tracks an anomaly, they track that there is something worrying happening, they can inform the medical professionals, or they can inform the caregivers that there is a need for intervention, or they can even provide feedback, and they can adjust with music, with some other measures, suggest some sport activity so that they address this change in the mood, for instance.
That's fascinating too. Very interesting. And Irene Kitsara from WIPO, which is the UN Patent Expert Office. Maybe you could tell me how smart your house is. I mean, do you have these smart devices at home? Do you feel that your life needs these assistive technologies?
I think that they are more integrated than I would have thought before this report. So for sure, I have all these smart TVs that make me recommendations on what I may like to see. I have some smart assistants which can give me information and feedback. In my case, this is more, you know, a luxury of my convenience, while for persons who need it may help them in support their memory, remind them to take their medications. I have a vacuum cleaner, which is a smart vacuum cleaner and will detect when it is needed to do householding exercise. So I would say there are a lot of these devices that are already there of general use that can benefit everyone. And I'm one of the beneficiaries for sure.
Spotless answer. And if I just move quickly on, who is dominating the field, the sector of assistive technologies at the moment? Or is it too general to say one country is doing this or one region?
So I would say that in terms of geographies, we have a strong presence of US, China and Japan, with also Korea now having increasing activity. But what is in terms of the profile of the companies, what is worth noting is that assistive technology is not one market. So we have, for instance, in the area of all this vision related assistive technology or hearing related assistive technology, we're talking about a handful of companies which are dominating in the field. But in all other areas, we tend to see a lot of different players. So we have specialized assistive technology companies who do, say, smart toilets, they have the smart elevators, but then we have also a lot of consumer electronic goods companies, because of all this use of software, ICT, and all this AI, etc. So we see them entering and in some cases being very strong in a lot of these assistive technology domains. So I would say it's a mix. And we even see some car industry companies in all the mobility applications, which are also stronger in these fields.
And last question to you, what is it that WIPO, the UN patent experts, are doing, if anything, to democratize the needs of those with disabilities? Because you sometimes hear from people who have difficulty in their day-to-day lives with whether it's hearing or sight, that once they get this technology, they don't have the means to customize these and even maintain them.
So this particular question goes beyond the mandate of WIPO, but what we do is we identify the technical solutions which are available. And then there are other agencies which, for instance, the World Health Organization makes sure that a minimum of these technologies is made available to all citizens around the world. Other organizations like ILO are making sure that the employers make them available to their users. So there are different side parts of the UN which deal with different questions. But what we try to ensure is that in this dialogue, it is about making these technologies accessible and making sure the training is provided as a package, etc., that people are aware, the decision makers are aware of the availability of these technical solutions, and then they can take this into consideration and know who they should contact in the first place, who is behind these technologies.